Hey, good morning. 194 on the Playhouse in the morning. Zero ABKE on the Playhouse at 6:22 in the morning on this sloppy, slushy morning in Fargo-Moorhead as we wake up to more snow and gunk. His winter says, I don't want to leave. Now, when it comes to matters of love, tenderness, sometimes you need a little bit of unbiased feedback. That's why you need the Playhouse Love Doctor.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case to loving you. No pills gonna cure my ill. I got a bad case to loving you.
First up, Love Doctors, Love Doctors. You're the love gurus. I've been seeing a guy for about 2 years. The thing is, I'm just not feeling the spark anymore, and I'm ready to be done. But because I put so much time into this relationship, I do really care for the guy, and I want to break up with him in the kindest way possible. Any tips on breaking up with somebody, but being gentle, but also sending the message that we are definitely done?
That's hard. I don't know. I think you just have to do it in private where it's just you two, so no one else is around.
Mm-hmm.
And just say, I'm sorry, this relationship isn't working anymore. Bye.
Get up and run.
Yeah.
I think you did just what you said. I mean, what you said there, that, I mean, you have to just describe that. Like, there's no spark here. It's not coming back, and it's over. You know, like, I think what most people want is the why of when they're being dumped, and that is the why, is that there's no spark there anymore. You're not excited about it, and you don't see it going any further. You've already wasted enough time.
Which is super sad, right? But I mean, if you're not feeling it, you're not feeling it. It's kind of funny because it's harder when you still like the person and you want the best for them. It's easier when you hate them and you're just like excited to be out of there and you want to tell them off and you storm out of there, you block them on your phone. But when you're actually like, this is actually kind of sad.
Yep.
And that's the time where people kind of hang in there longer than they should too, because they're just like, oh man, I don't want to do this. Putting it off. Love doctors, you are the love gurus. I think I might have relationship PTSD, and I'm not sure how to get over it. I had a couple of relationships in a row that ended pretty badly. A lot of cheating situations, a lot of fighting. And I think I found somebody that's probably a nice guy, but now I'm scared to get into it because I got relationship PTSD. Any advice on how to get over it?
I think you just have to take the relationship slow, but then you just have to make sure you actually trust this person. And try not to compare him to your previous relationships.
Well, we kind of had the thing yesterday, too, where it was like the good guy and the bad guy and what go for the bad guy thing. And you've probably had that. You've gone through that, I would imagine, at this point, the guys that were crappy that you've been in a relationship with. Now it is time to find that good guy. But like Amy said, like, this guy does seem like the good guy. And like Amy said, take it slow. But it is different. You've gone through the bad ones now. You're ready for the good guy.
Well, yeah, hopefully. I think one thing that sometimes people do, too, is when they have a couple of like bad instances or somebody cheats on them or whatever, they're almost like suspect of the next person. Remember, he's not the one that cheated on you, right? This is a different person. You can't hold him accountable for things that other people did, right? You got to clean slate it.
Yeah, I feel like you just can't assume everyone's going to be like your exes.
And finally today, love doctors, you are the love gurus. I have a favorite sweatshirt. I wear it basically anytime it's a weekend or I just want to be cozy at home. And recently, my boyfriend of about 6 months asked me where I got that sweatshirt from, and it is an ex-boyfriend's sweatshirt. Now, I've owned that sweatshirt for years. He actually, in fact, didn't own it for that long, and it has nothing to do with him. I just like the sweatshirt. I've had this shirt in my life longer than this new boyfriend. Do I get rid of the sweatshirt just because it makes him uncomfortable?
No, and why'd you tell him the truth? You should have just said you got it in high school. He didn't have to tell him where. I don't know. I've had it forever. I got it when I was in high school.
Yeah, should have lied. I agree.
Oh,
I don't even know. And like, too, for your boyfriend of 6 months, does it really bother you that much? Like, I'm assuming like most girls probably have some sort of article of clothing that's from a past relationship or from someone that's not like they didn't purchase it. Like they got it from somewhere. Girls be stealing clothes all the time. That's why you got to hide your good
girls
stuff.
Girls be stealing. They just be stealing.
But when we wear those stolen items, it's not like we put that on and we're like, oh, this is from my ex-boyfriend. We only think about it when you brought it up and you're like, where's
Toby.
That? Yeah. When you said, where's that sweatshirt from? And then she probably looked at it and she's like, oh, you know, honestly, actually, this was my ex-boyfriend's. Not every time she puts on, she thinks of it or thinks of him. She thinks of how comfy it is.
And you just
also,
say
can
that?
We talk about you guys stealing our stuff?
It's just comfy. Yeah, I have all Steven's clothes.
But do you have any of your ex's sweatshirts?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely does. Yep. All right.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.